All over the country, coal miners will be watching President-elect Donald Trump to see if he keeps his campaign promises, like this one he made in West Virginia.
We're going to put the miners back to work. We're going to put the miners back to work. We're going to get those mines opened.
West Virginians overwhelmingly voted for Trump, and speeches like that helped Trump win over voters in Pennsylvania's coal country, too. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier reports many of these voters aren't expecting Trump to work miracles, but they do want him to put coal first.
Stand outside a supermarket in Greene County in the southwest corner of the state and ask people what they want from the incoming president. You'll hear this a lot.
A lot of the coal miners are out of work, and their families are in need of work, as well as the construction aspect. I feel that there's a lot of people out there without jobs, and this time of the year, they need jobs.
I just hope for better change within the next 4 years for the coal miners.
I would like to see more jobs and less imports. I am definitely against imports.
Dean Courtright, Alyssa Strope, and Kent Knight all want some version of the same thing, a return of industrial jobs, like coal mining, to this part of the state. Greene County has lost a third of its jobs in coal mining, its largest industry, over the last 4 years. And Donald Trump, who's promised to slash environmental regulations on coal, won the county by 40 points. So now what? What do the voters who put Trump in the White House want? In a word, jobs. It's been over a year since the coal mine Dave Hathaway worked in closed. He spent most of 2016 sending out resumes looking for work. The search gained urgency when his son Deacon was born in August.
I like when he gets milk drunk and just passes back out. A little coma.
Hathaway's union, the United Mine Workers of America, traditionally supports Democrats. But these last two election cycles in 2012 and 2016, it hasn't endorsed any presidential candidate. In November, Hathaway gave Trump his vote.
I voted for Trump. I mean, a coal miner would be stupid not to.
Hathaway just got hired at a nearby mine. He thinks the election of Donald Trump means he'll have a better shot at keeping this job, even though he didn't really like a lot of the things Trump had to say during the campaign.
He is a wacko. He still is. I mean, he's never going to stop being a wacko. You know what I mean? But I mean, the things that he did say, the good stuff, was good for the coal mining community. But we'll see what happens.
Tom Crooks witnessed the decline in coal firsthand. He's a vice president at R.G. Johnson, a construction firm that builds mine shafts.
2 years ago this week, we had 145 employees, and right now we have 22.
Crooks doesn't use the phrase war on coal, but he does think federal regulations mounted by Obama's EPA have weighed down his industry. Regulations like the Clean Power Plan, which curbs greenhouse gas emissions from coal-fired power plants. Crooks wants fewer regulation and more government research into making coal as clean as possible.
And really what's happened over the last 8 years is the smart people stopped working on coal, in part because of the way the federal government and the state governments looked at us. We just want them to start looking us to coal as an option, that's all.
But wiping out regulations probably won't bring all the coal mining jobs back. That's because a big cause for coal's demise is the low price of natural gas, some of it coming from gas wells nearby. Blair Zimmerman is a Democratic Greene County commissioner and former coal miner. He supported Hillary Clinton, but he wished the Obama administration had spent more time helping coal-dependent communities like his transition their economies.
And no one's knocked at my door and said, hey, what can we do to bring manufacturing or industry? How can we help you help yourselves? That's my beef. You know, coal miners can do anything. You know, they can transition to whatever.
Instead of a return to what once was, Zimmerman wants Trump to help his community prepare for what comes next. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.